A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Now, Wayne Bennett, he achieved something simply incredible the other night, and it just made me think, you know, over the last 10 years or so, Wayne Bennett, he's been the super coach for the last 40 years. He's been the best coach in the game for a long time. And, I mean, he made the grand final in 2015, didn't get it done that night. The last grand final he won before that was all the way back in 2010 with the Dragons. So we're going on here 10 years without winning a premiership for Wayne Bennett, and it's by far and away the longest stretch he's had. And I just think over the last 10 years, obviously Trent Robertson and Craig Bellamy, they've been so successful and they've really revolutionised the way that we play the game in their own little ways. And Wayne Bennett didn't overly change the game that much in the last few years. He sort of stuck to his traditional sort of ways. Wayne Bennett, as we all know, he's more of a man manager and he's just all about getting guys up for games. You know, that's I made that sound like it was an easy skill. It's extremely difficult, and Wayne Bennett is the absolute master of it. He's been doing it for 50 years, and he's not huge on your X's and O's as far as we can see, but it's his man management that's massive, and he gets guys that can handle themselves, and then he gets the very best out of them. And I think Wayne Bennett saw this Origin series as a real opportunity, and I haven't thought about it until now. And I was thinking about it this afternoon, and I thought, you know what? If Wayne Bennett would have lost this series, would it have dented his coaching credibility at all? I mean, the Blues were $1.40 favourites to win this series. They were star-studded. Here comes Wayne Bennett with, you know, no Kalyn Ponga, no, you know, just no real superstars in this team outside of Munster and Papali, really, and DCE, if you want to count him. But for me, it's only really Munster and Papali who are real all-star talents in this side. And I think if Wayne Bennett would have lost this series, I don't think it would have notched him down the coaching rankings of all time at all. But him winning it, it definitely elevates him. He's done something simply incredible. They weren't meant to win this series. They had no right to win this series on paper. And they've gone and they've done it. And once again, they've thoroughly out-origined the New South Wales Blues. And Wayne Bennett, again, he's sitting here with a full hand of cards and an Origin shield under his belt, again, 17 years after last doing it. I think Wayne Bennett saw this series as an opportunity just to remind everyone about the super coach. I mean, if he would have lost, he doesn't lose anything. Yeah, they were meant to lose. But now that he's won, it's one of these coaching miracles. It's how has Wayne Bennett done it? This is incredible. Whereas if they would have lost, there wouldn't have been any criticism heading the way of Wayne Bennett. I think it's an absolute masterstroke by him. The last 10 years, it's all been Bellamy and Robinson. And Wayne Bennett, he hasn't really been spoken about as much. But the old dog, he's still up to his new tricks. He understands rugby league and he understands where he can get his little pull-me-ups. And he's done an absolute special here. I'm not trying to take away from what he's done, because what he's done in this Origin series has been simply incredible. He deserves every single accolade Wayne Bennett ever gets. But I think he knew what he was doing here, and I think him coming out of Origin retirement for this game, it's COVID, it's going to be, you know, they're not going to have any players. There's a heap of injuries, a heap of guys out. I think he's absolutely nailed it. He knew Game 3 was going to be in Suncorp. If he could just pull an upset in one of the first two games, he knew he had a massive advantage heading into Game 3. He got it done in Game 1. And that's why he was so relaxed after full time in game two. He's sitting there having a laugh. The boys are having a beer. I think he had a can of Coke in his hand, which is, you know, that's a bender for Wayne Bennett. Sitting there smiling, laughing. He absolutely loved the last few weeks. It's been sensational. And I think he knew exactly what he was doing all along. Don't forget, he's still the best coach in the game. He has been for a very, very long time. There are new guys coming through in Bellamy and Robinson. When I say coming through, they're just younger than him. They've already come through and they've revolutionized their game. But coaching, a lot of it comes down to man management. And Wayne Bennett, he is still the best man manager in our game.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast anbefaler.
Mit navn er Anders Morgenthaler. Over for mig sidder
Roald Bergmann.
Vi har lavet en ny podcast, der hedder Dopaminklubben.
Og Dopaminklubben er en klub, hvor ADHD er fucking sjovt, og for det griner. Det behøver ikke at være super alvorligt.
Vi er skide trætte af alle de der podcast, der forklarer mig om nederen der. Vi gør grin med vores ADHD. Mulig ADHD.
Ja, vi udreder mig, fordi nogen siger, at jeg har det. Jeg ved det ikke rigtigt, det finder vi ud af.
Vi har i hvert fald lavet vedmål. Ind og lyt til Dopaminklubben. Hver uge udkommer vi. Der laver vi sjov og spas med at have den her vidunderlige dopaminmangel.